He's such a character. I think he's one of the, sort of Scotland's great characters. He's got a smile on his face, but you know, when he found out he had motor neuron disease, the first thing he did was said, I'm going to help other people.
What was that conversation like with Dodsey when he's told you that?
Yeah, I got told back in February and I refused to believe it. And I worked as a broadcaster alongside Doddy commentating, for example, at the Melrose Sevens, and I was looking at him going, no, he doesn't have motor neuron disease. And you know, he phoned me back in May and he told me, and I knew the minute the phone went and I saw it was Doddy Weir on the phone, I knew he was confirming he had MND. And I was very upset, actually. I burst into tears and I said, Doddy, we're going to do everything that we can to make sure that you live as long as you can and have a good life. And we're going to support him in that, because the whole point of MND Scotland and the research is to try and, first of all, slow down the onset of this disease, stop it, and then reverse it. And the research that's been done within Scotland is world-leading through the Ewan MacDonald Centre for MND's research. And there's some great things happening. And if we can get more people aware of this disease, and recently there was a young lady up in Aberdeen called Lucy Lintott who announced that she had the youngest sufferer, aged 22. And if we can support people like her and others like Doddy, then I think that's great that we can get behind this campaign.